Transfer FM evenings with Zamajobe Agusemnandi. And you are still tuned in to Raza FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. But in the spirit of celebrating women, since it is Women's Month, this evening we celebrate a phenomenal woman who took it upon herself to restore the sisterhood among women and bring back the spirit of fixing each other's crowns. I am in conversation this evening with Fikile Mhlongo, the founder of Bhodla Mbokoto, a support group that goes beyond just giving fellow women the space to vent, but also empowers them on their healing journey. Good evening, Sis Fikile.
Hi, Sis Fikile. Kunjani? Ngiyabingelela nibalale emakhaya. Fikile Mhlongo.
Thank you for availing yourself. I know you are very busy and you have a little one. But this is a conversation that I wouldn't miss for the world, and hoping kutsi nawe utokujabulela kutsi uphindze futhi usivakashele ku Rise FM Evenings. But I think the first thing that we would like to know is, where were you born and raised?
Oh, Fikile Mhlongo utalele endzaweni yakaMsogwaba. Wakhulela khona, wafunda khona esikolweni primary Msogwaba, wahlala eLikazi, wafunda, waqeda matric wakhe eSindile High School.
Angithi shine, Stindile shine.
Ya, Fikile Mhlongo ongumake wabantwana nabayi-3. Ungosikati kubabe Mhlongo, then ongusesi kulabaningi, omngani kulabaningi.
Now, what inspired you to start iBhodla Mbokoto?
Sesifezile, ngathana ngibuka kokuthi imbokodo letiningi tiyalimala ngekhathi. Labanye baba ku depression, labanye bayasishiya emhlabeni. So ngabona kokuthi kunesidingo kakhulu kokuthi kube nale Bhodla Mbokoto la batokhona kuphefemula khona, ngaphandle kokuthi bajaje, ngaphandle kokuthi batiwe kokuthi banetinkinga letiso. Ngoba ngalesinye isikhathi nginokudelivela kokuthi uma ukhuluma uyalapheka. Nakhona la ukhuluma khona, ungabi ukhulumela emlilweni, ungabi ukhulumela kufezile, fezile next thing uya-updatea lapha kwetinkundla zokuxhumana kuthi hheyi, bantu bayagowa la ngaphandle and mina ngiceda kuphefemula la kuwo. Sewuyangilimata kakhulu ukuthi wonke umuntu sowuyati kokuthi oh, Fikile unenkinga leso, nimbona nje aphela, ngoba siyakuthanza nalokukhutana ukuthi umuntu uyaphela, nimbona nje aphela uphedwa tinkinga letiso. So ngabona ukuthi kunesidingo sokuthi kube nebhodla la muntu atobhodlela khona, angajajwa, angatiwa ukuthi ngibani nenkinga leso.
Now, through this initiative, because it's been there for a while, what can you say you've discovered to be the biggest challenge faced by women through the conversations that you've had?
Kunale i-GBV, ngasho ukuthi nalabanye bangavumelana nami ukuthi ayithathelwa epili kakhulu. Kuyenteka tigameko letiningi umuntu ahlukubeteke angalitholi msipho. Lokunye kuphelele nje emoyeni, kuningi singabala nalabanye, uthole ukuthi mhlambe uthuswa abantwana ekhaya, angakhoni ukuthola lisite kokuthi mhlawumbe asitakale kokuthi njengoba abantu abami bangihlupha kuso and so, ngingenza njani? Thine sinedishesha lokujaja kokuthi hhayi, abantu abakhe bayamhlula lo. Sihlutshwa ama-in-laws, kuningi lesingakubala emsebenzini, siyahlukubeteka kuningi, but asikhoni nokuncedeka kokuthi mhlambe singaphefemula kokuthi sisho ukuthi sinetinkinga letisorenso. So le Bhodla le, Bhodla Mbokoto, iyakhona lokukusita kokuthi ukhone lokubhodla emswaneni, ukhone lokuthi usitakale, ungafi nenkinga. Kanti ikhona iBhodla Mbokoto ukuthi ingakhona kukuweta kulo mthwalo lonawo emahlombe.
And one thing I love about some of the things that you mentioned is ubodla anonymous. So even though you're there for support and advice, people do not know ukuthi ba advisor bani ba pendvula bani, because i challenge lenkulu kakhulu ngeku open up. Sometimes sifila shame, ukuthi hey bantu nasebade ukuthi, you know, ngiya pretend kuba happy, but these are the realities lengihlalele, ngoba vele i reality ukuthi kuthiwa tibita sekhadi iphumele ngaphandle. I think that's what makes it even a lot more harder for us sibomake ukuthi siphefemule, because ubona ngathi ngaze ngayokhala kulomunye kusho ukuthi ngiweak, sengihlulekile vele ku role yami ezima kwelikhaya.
Exactly. Labanye basitshela ukuthi lokuphefemula akusi right, sibobika konke kumdali, sithandaza akusi wrong lokho. Singakhuleka, but ikhona lo lokunye lesekudinga ukuthi vele uze uyofuna lisito kokuthi nawe ubhodle kulenye izawo ngikhathi kutowehla lolu kuphethe ubese sowuyaphila emoyeni.
Now for umuntu lo thingi kule simo leso, and mhlambe because of who I am in society or msebenzi lengwendako, akusilula ukuthi ngingavele ngibhodle even kubangani or ifamily, because ngisaba ukuthi kungangi-affecta sifundi sami. How can people who want to be a part of the group reach you?
Bangangithola tikwe tinkundla tokukhumana, fikile mhlongo ku Facebook, Instagram fikile mhlongo. Ku Facebook sine group yebhodla mbokotho. Lana khona ungakhona kokuthi ubhodle khona, ningati mine, bangati nalala abanye labakhona lapha kule group.
Oh, all right. So uma ngabe mhlambe bafuna ukujoin i-group, fanele bakulandzele on the Facebook, and then from there once bakutholile ku Facebook, they'll be able to be directed to the support group.
Yes.
Now, because it is Women's Month and we are celebrating each other, inyanga yethu sonke, what message do you have for women who are afraid to speak up about their problems because of the fear of being judged?
Ngithi mina timbokodwa ningafabi, njengoba sengishilo kokuthi ikhona ibhodla mbokodwa. Buya utothulula lo mthwalo wakho lapha kule group ibhodla mbokodwa, la ungeke ujaje khona, la singeke sati khona kokuthi sezile onenkinga le so and so, and bithanze mfati utibeke phambili, ungasolo ucabangela abantwana kuthi uyibantu abami, imali le lenginayo funa ngiyathengela abantu abami isingwa. Esikhathini esiningi sinokucabangela labantu laba la emaceleni, kanye nje bakhohle kancane nokuthi ukuthi uyabayekela, kanye nje ubakhohle uthi cabange wena ube nguwe nje, kungabi ngiloko ukuthi uthi wena o lesikhathini sasela kule simo lesi, nokubona nje banokubeka tithombe, mhlawumbe umuntu abeke thiwe tithombe athi la ngilesikhathini sashadile, la ngilesikhathi sengidivosile. Ngaloko ukuthi esikhathini esiningi siconcentrate kule family yethu akusi wrong, but unganiketi konke 100% ngala kule family, nawe dinake ube muhle, ugeze ube muhle, utithande, utikhiphe, uphume nje uhambe yose, akubiki nje nalo ukuthi ikhipha, ufike nje uyo-oda amanzi lapha kumbe u-oda ijuzi, utithande nje ube wedwana, ukhohle kancane nje nabantwana.
No, that is very powerful. It's a reminder, Bomake, ukuthi let us not lose ourselves in being a woman. We know our role. We know what we need to do. We are nurturers. We take care. But akubonakale ngathi ukuthi nathi siyakhona kunakekela, ngoba nathi siyakhona kutinakekela. Thank you very much for availing yourself. But above everything else, as is Fikile, I'd like to commend you on the work that you're doing. Because kona angifuna ukukhuluma amanga, siyahluleka kubhodle banganini, siyahluleka kubhodla emndenini, ngoba lesinye isikhathi banganini ndawusaba ukuthi ngingabhodla ngalo babe badangithathela, babone i-opportunity ngaleti nginga lesinado ukuthi bangene, ngingabhodla emndenini nakhona futhi mhlambe sengirong ngoba bakhona le bebathi angeke azashade, uyakubona. So to have a place where you are surrounded by women who share in your pain, who are also there for the same purpose as well, to open up and say life is not perfect, not we are going through it, but asibambisaneni, let's fix each other's crowns and not be a reflection of lemithwalo lesithwele. So this is not something small. Lokho kwendako, siyabonga kakhulu sesi, and also thank you for availing yourself this evening.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu namsefezile kungumema.
All right, that is the founder of Bhodla Mpokoto sesifikile emhlongo and njengoba bekashilo ukuthi uma ufuna kubhodla mpokoto hamba yomfuna kuleti inkundla tekuqhumana on Facebook she's fikile emhlongo on Instagram she's fikile emhlongo nawe ubhodle anonymously uvuke ekseni so urelisile mbili yaqhubeka.